You're listening to Inward with Rabbi Joey Rosenfeld on the OR Podcast Network. Join Rabbi Joey as he guides us through the world and major works of Kabbalah, Hasidic masters, and Jewish philosophy, shedding light on the inner life of the soul.
Okay, so Be'ezras Hashem, we are continuing with our series of Shirim on the Zohar and the Parsha and the Parsha and the Zohar, illuminating the book of Moshe Rabbeinu with the understanding of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai and illuminating the understanding of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai with the light of Moshe Rabbeinu. And in orienting ourselves towards why this Nekuda in the Zohar would be found in this week's Parsha, so we look at the beginning of Parsha's Vayakel. Vayakel Moshe Sa'am. The entire Parsha is about the Das of the Tzaddik. It's about the Das of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, or the Das of Moshe Rabbeinu, or the Das of the Tzaddikim Ha'amitim, that have the natural capacity to unify the disparity of Klal Yisrael around them. Whether the individuals in Klal Yisrael are consciously connected to the Nekuda of Tzaddik Yisod Olam, to the Butzina Dinahir of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, or whether there's an unconscious connection, as the Baal Tanya describes in Perek Beis and Sefer Tanya, that either way you look at it, the person is connected to the Tzaddik Hador. Some are aware of it and some are unaware of it. Some are connected at higher places and some are connected at lower places. But the Gilui of the Das of the Tzaddik, which is the Gilui of the Das of Moshe within each and every person, as we know that when the Tzaddikim would share Torah, it was as if they were speaking to each and every individual, because all that the tzaddik is doing, it's the voice of Moshe speaking to the Nekuda of Moshe in each and every person, awakening the Das of Moshe within each and every Yid in the secret of Kedas Moshe v'Yisrael, and gathering together all of the disparate sparks of Moshe back to the singular place to be Metaken Adam HaRishon through David HaMelech all the way to Mashiach Tzidkenu in the secret of Adam. Aleph Dalet Mem, Adam, David, and Mashiach. And the secret of the collection of the Das of Moshe is not that Moshe or the Tzaddik comes and forcibly takes those Nekudos of Das to add to that Partsuf HaKolelis, to add to that general space of Das, but rather the Gilui of the Tzaddik is like a magnetic force, as Rabbi Nachman describes, that orients the Nekudos Tovos within each and every person. This is what Mashiach Tzidkenu is going to do, as the Talmidim of Rabbi Nachman described, that Mashiach Tzidkenu is going to come, and through the secret of Resh Pei Beis, through the secret of the 282nd teaching in the Likutei Maran, Mashiach Tzidkenu is going to awaken within each and every Yid the Nekuda of Tzaddik within them, the Nekudos Tovos within them, the Nekuda of Das, the Nekuda of the Das of Moshe. That's what the Tzaddik has the ability to reorient us to. And it's not a forceful thing. It's a Derechei HaDerechei Noham. As Rashi points out, Vayakal Moshe as Kol Hadas B'nei Yisrael. Moshe gathered together the Das, the Edas, the Das of B'nai Yisrael. The Das of Moshe has the capacity of reorienting itself and collecting the Das of Klal Yisrael, because ultimately there are two Nekudos of the Das of Moshe Rabbeinu. So Ve'aka Moshe, says Rashi, L'macharas Yom HaKippurim, Kishiyarid Menahar. So this is after being forgiven for the Chet HaEgel, after Moshe Rabbeinu sacrifices himself for Klal Yisrael, after the Gilui of the Tzaddik Yisod Olam is that the entire purpose of creation is for Nishmas Yisrael to be protected, for Nishmas Yisrael to be saved, for Nishmas Yisrael to understand the secret of Moshe that rests at the heart of ourselves, v'lo yada ish es kuraso, the secret that Haman HaRasha thought that he could attack us because he thought that Moshe Rabbeinu died, but in truth, what he wasn't aware of is the fact that in the moment that Moshe Rabbeinu dies, Moshe Rabbeinu is born, because ultimately when Moshe Rabbeinu HaKlali passes away and the Gilui of the Tzaddik is Ne'elam, so there's an awakening of the Nekuda of Moshe Rabbeinu within each and every person, as the Mori Naim says, that the reason that we don't know where Moshe Rabbeinu is buried, lo yada ish es kuraso, is because he's buried at the inner most point of each and every person's heart, in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, in the Makom of the Yechidah Benefesh, in the secret of Mibein Shnei HaKruvim, from between Chachma and Bina, being Megala, the secret of Keser, which is the Resh Lo Asiyah, the Mibein Shnei HaKruvim is Rosh Tevas Moshe. It's the Nesham of the Tzaddik that rests in the Kota Ma'aravi, that place that is irreducibly connected to the Or of the Das of Moshe. The Beis HaMikdash is Das, the Beis HaMikdash is the Mishkan, it's the Das of Moshe congealing into a revealed way so that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can reveal himself and rest his Shechina upon the Tzaddik. Tzadik Emes. And then in the discussion of that, the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, the collapsing of the Mishkan, is the Siluk HaTzadik, where the Tzadik has to go up and the Tzadik has to remove himself, Kavyachol, from Klal Yisrael. But ultimately, in that place, it's our job to uncover our own Nekudos Tovas and to uncover the capacity of the Jewish Neshama, the Das of Moshe, to survive even its own death. And so Haman HaRasha thought he could attack us when we fall, when the Das of Moshe seems to fall down into stuckness, but ultimately it's specifically from within that place of stuckness that Nidme Lahem Lamata, that it appears that Moshe Rabbeinu is buried below, he's buried near Baal Peor, he's buried in a place of ugliness, he's buried in a place of heresy, he's buried in a place of anger and temptation, but it's specifically from that place that Moshe Rabbeinu comes out from, as we've spoken about so often, that the Sofrim, Chazal, when counting to the center of the Torah, they came to the middle letter of Vav, the elongated Vav of the Pasuk in Vayikra, Kol HaHalech HaGachon, describing the impure creatures that one cannot eat. So there's the notion of those creatures that slither along on their stomachs, the snake, the nachash, but ultimately in the elongated vav of the nachash, the tzaddikim tell us, is where Nishmas Moshe Rabbeinu is buried. It's the gullus and the hester of Moshe Rabbeinu that's apparently buried in the descent away from Har Sinai into the Egel, in the place of Baal Peor, but it's specifically from there that the Das of Moshe comes out, and it's the Yavo Mechoikik. Mechoikik is the gematria of Moshe, because the secret of Mechoikik, as the Ramchal says, is the ability of the tzaddik to find itself within concealment and to eat its way out of concealment, from within concealment itself, belittling the smallness, poking holes in the smallness, revealing light within the pockets of darkness, ultimately, so that all that remains is the very thin layer of darkness that is the external wall of it, while in truth it has decayed already from the inside. So all Klal Yisrael has to do is just break on through to the other side, because the wall has already been decayed so much that the Sitra Achra ultimately doesn't even exist anymore. And at that point, the Nachash is Mesapech to the Das of Mashiach, which is the secret of the same Gematria, and that's the Das of Moshe Rabbeinu coming into fullness. So it's after Yom HaKippurim, after the descent away from Har Sinai, after the descent into the post-traumatic elements of the Egel HaZahav, specifically after Moshe Rabbeinu has revealed that the ultimate singular purpose of the Neshama of the Tzaddik and the Tzaddik Yisoid Olam and the Gilui of Moshe Rabbeinu is for Klal Yisrael, is for Moshe Rabbeinu to be able to say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you cannot blame them for the Chet HaEgel, you cannot blame them, because it's ultimately like a child who a parent gives money to and sends them in the direction of transgression and struggle. You cannot blame Nishmas Yisrael. And that's the orientation of Das. When the Tzaddik gives us the ability to really uncover the positive points within ourselves, we come to realize that it's not our fault. It's not our fault. And ultimately, Kikola Ambishkaga. And that's not a relinquishment of responsibility. That's the only place that responsibility can be received from, because it's the opposite of shame. Shame is feeling that this is completely my fault. I have done this. And look how I've destroyed something perfect. But ultimately, that's not the case. Nothing was ever perfect. And ultimately, all we're doing is going through the process of Har Sinai, Chet HaEgel, Tshuva, Har Sinai, Chet HaEgel, Tshuva, Har Sinai, Chet HaEgel, Tshuva, the process of being human in the day-to-day experience, and ultimately trying to reduce the falls and illuminate the highs. But a person will always be struggling. And it's the tzaddik who comes along and says, this is specifically where you have the capacity to get up again. V'yakal Moshe l'macharas yom ha-kippurim, kishi yared min ahar, after he came back down from the mountain, v'hu lashon hipil, and this is an active language, v'yakal Moshe, meaning that Moshe actively gathered together the Am, the Das of Klal Yisrael, she'eno oisif anashim biyadayim. That Moshe Rabbeinu was not going out, says Rashi, and forcing people to come close to the Das of the Tzaddik. It was not the attempt to make people connect to something, but rather, ela hein ne'esafen al pi diburo v'targumo v'ichnish, but rather they gathered together based on the presence of the Tzaddik, that the Das of Moshe, the presence of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, as we see in the Zohar Kaddosh, that every time Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai was present, there were tears of revelation, there was the preparation for Matan Torah again. Moshe Rabbeinu, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, Arizal, Baal Shem Tov, Rabbi Nachman, all of the Tzaddikim Amitim, the Vilna Gaon, the Rashash, the Ramchal, Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, all of the Tzaddikim, the Balatanya, everybody. Each Tzaddik comes and gathers together through the positive points within their Torah. It naturally gathers together the positive points of Nishmas Yisrael. And Rashi says, Targumo Ichnish. Why is it Targumo Ichnish? Because Vayakel is gathering together. It means an active form of gathering together, that the people are coming on their own. But the secret of Targum is that I don't even know what the Lashon HaKodesh of the Tzaddik is saying. I don't even know what Moshe is saying. I have no idea what Moshe is saying. I have no idea why my heart is oriented towards Moshe Rabbeinu. But ultimately, when Moshe Rabbeinu is present, when there's the Das of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, of the Tzaddik Be'amunaso Yichya, of the Amich Kulam Tzaddikim, of the hiddenmost point of Tzaddik within ourselves, I don't know why I'm attracted to it. I just am. And every neshama comes closer, whether it's by way of direct vision of what the Tzaddik is saying, or whether, as Rashi points out, it's by way of Targum, it's by way of Achorayim, it's through the Masva of Moshe, it's through the mask of Moshe. As the Balei Tanya describes the mechanics of all of this in the second parak of Tanya, how every neshama in Klal Yisrael is equidistant and equally related to the tzaddik hador, to the hashpa of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's light through that amich kulam tzaddikim, through that tzaddik yisoid oilam, and that gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu being megala through nishmas Yisrael, the true power of what it means for a Jew to never ever allow themselves to fall. And with that orientation towards Parshas Vayakel, we can begin to understand a small nekuda in the Zohar HaKadosh. And the Zohar HaKadosh of this week's Parsha is amazing. It's the story of Yonah ben Amittai. It's the story of Acharei Macharas Yom HaKippurim. It's the light of Yom HaKippurim with the Ketores and the whole secret of Yonah ben Amittai, who in spite of receiving prophecy, he finds himself at the bottom of the ship. He finds himself in a state of unconsciousness and slumber, and it's specifically from there that the tzaddik orients themselves. It's specifically from the Yarkasei Hasfina, from the death-bringing experience of Nishmas Yisrael that's drawn down into the body, as the Zohar HaKadosh describes. So that's the secret of the redemption of Nishmas Yisrael, that it's specifically Mibetan Sha'ol, from the depths of the abysmal depths of chaos and hopelessness, that a person cries out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As Rabbi Nachman said, that was his entire thing. So the whole Zohar HaKadosh is really oriented towards the same process, but over here we're going to look at a nekuda about David Malka Mashicha, about David HaMelech, and this is on Daf Kuf Tzadi Ches Amud Aleph. Rabbi Chia v'Rabbi Yitzchak v'Rabbi Yossi have azle b'archa. Rabbi Chia, Rabbi Yitzchak, and Rabbi Yossi were walking along the path. Again, three friends walking along the path, orientation towards wandering along a path without the need to demand any authoritative answer, but rather to wander with the ideas, the hermeneutical playfulness of the Zohar HaKadosh, the Asha'ashu'in the Oraisa, the playfulness of Torah. Ad Dahave Azle, as they were in the process of moving along, meaning they're reflecting on the fact that they're moving along the path, and in the self-reflection upon what they're actually doing, is emergent the unity between the Maisa and the Machshava. The Maisa is what I'm doing. The Machshava is the ability to reflect on what I'm doing as I'm doing it, not only after I've done it, but as I'm doing it, which is the connectivity of my kavana, my machshava, to be here right now in the activity itself. So they were habay azle ba'orcha, they were walking along the path. Adahave azle, as they were continuing to go on, they became self-aware. Pagabahu Rabbi Abba, they found Rabbi Abba as well. So now it's not only three, it's not only Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Chia, but now it's Rabbi Chia, Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Yossi, and Rav Abba. The three always turn into the four. The Yud, Hey, and the Vav always turn into Yud, Ke, Vav, Ke. The Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov always make room for the regular Revi'i, which is David, Malka, Mashiach, Shacharis, Mincha, Mariv, and Tikkun Chatzos, or Hispodidus. The three meals of Shabbos and Malva Malka. It's the three legs of the Avos and the fourth leg of Avram, of David, Malka, Mashiach. So you have Rabbi Chia, Rabbi Yitzchak, and Rabbi Yossi that were longing along the path, and then they found the fourth, which is the secret of Rabbi Abba. Amar Rabbi Chia. Rabbi Chia says, Vaday Shchinta Bahadan. Now it's certain that the Shechina is amongst us. Why? Because the Shechina is the last hay of the Shem Havaya. It's the Malchus. So once we find the fourth friend and the three legs are connected to the fourth leg, and the Avos are connected to David HaMelech, and the three Tfilos are connected to Hispoidus, and the three meals are connected to Motzei Shabbos, v'chule v'chule. So at that point, we have a clear presencing of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence. When there are four Yidden gathered together, it's the Shem Havaya. Kad Mata Legabe, as they began to get close to Rabbi Abba, Amar Rabbi Abba, Rabbi Abba says, Ksiv, the Pasuk says, Min Hayoyim Asher Hoitzaati Es Ami Es Yisrael Mi Mitzrayim Loi Bacharti Be'ir Mikol Shivte Yisrael Ve'evchar B'David. So Rabbi Abba opens up with the Pasuk, he opens up the world, he is opening up pockets of air so that these words, these osios that compose the words, and those words that compose the sentence, they begin to be the stones that build this bias of experience in the Zohar HaKadosh, which when we read the drashos of the Chavraya in the Zohar HaKadosh, we're re-entering into the batim that they created for ourselves. And the secret of the Zohar HaKadosh being an ir miklat, as the Ramchal points out in the beginning of his bir on Idra Rabba Adir Bamarom. It's the secret of the Zohar HaKadosh being like the Teva of Noach, which is the Hisgalus of Bina, the secret of a womb of secrecy and protection within the war and the battle itself, within the raging nature of the sea itself. The secret of the neshama survival within the body, the secret of Yonah ben Amittai descending down into the Yarkasei HaSfina, the secret of Moshe Rabbeinu coming down from Har Sinai to collect the Das of Klal Yisrael. From the day, the pasuk says, that I have taken Bnei Yisrael out of Mitzrayim, loy bacharti be'ir. I have not found that place that I would like to rest myself, mikol shivtei Yisrael, from amongst all of the tribes of Bnei Yisrael, ve'ebchar b'David. But I am going to choose in David. I'm going to choose the place of David. So we see that the pasuk starts off with discussing finding a place, finding a particular place, an ear, a city, and it ends with talking about a particular person, the neshama of David. And we're ultimately going to see that the neshama of David is the place, that hine makom iti, the secret of makom, the secret of malchus, the secret of something that is presencing itself with nothing of its own, but rather revealing that which is always moving through it, is the secret of malchus, it's the secret of leis lemegam miklum, it's the secret of the makom, it's the secret of hamakom yenachem eschem, it's the secret of the makom hamikdash, that place of translucency where shemayim and aretz are unified simply in the presencing of themselves. So the pasuk says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was looking for a place, and then he found David. Livnois bayis liyos shemisham, in order to build a house where I'm going to rest my name, very much like the Mishkan. Haikra lav resha seifa v'lav seifa resha. In terms of this pasuk, the beginning is not connected to the end, and the end is not connected to the beginning. The secret of no tzchilasam b'soifam b'soifam b'tchilasam, that a person must be able to read the psukim from the beginning to the end and the end of the beginning, as the lahavdil, as the Talmidim, as Rav Avram ben Rav Nachman says about the Torah of Lakuta Maran, that a person has not yet understood the Torah of Lakuta Maran until they've been able to read it from the beginning to the end and from the end to the beginning. It's the secret of the Aleph Beis Gimel Dalet and the Taf Shin Resh Kuf, the back, the Or Yasher that descends from above to below, and the Or Choser that ascends from below to above. And so this pasuk seemingly does not contain that secret of unity. There's no lav resha seifa v'lav seifa resha, d'chsev loy bacharti be'ir, I have not chosen a city, ve'evchar b'david. So it starts off with a city and it ends with David, and it ends with David and it starts off with the city. So what we have to try and understand is how the city becomes David and how David becomes the city. But there is a secret of Ir David, which is the secret of Tzion and Yerushalayim and the Kodesh HaKadoshim, as we're going to see, because the tzaddik is the place. My high, im high. What's the connectivity between these two places? It shouldn't say I've chosen David. It should say I've chosen Yerushalayim. Why is HaKadosh Baruch Hu beginning talking about trying to find a place for the resting of his Shechina in the Beis HaMikdash, and instead he finds the language of David? But when it's as follows, that when the unfathomable will and desire of HaKadosh Baruch Hu originates in order to create the city, in order to build the Beis HaMikdash, in order to build Geula, istakil b'kadmisa b'hahu reisha d'nohig ame d'karta. What HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at first and foremost is not whether he's going to find the place, but it's going to look at the head of the people, the king of the people, the melech of the people, the tzaddik yisod oylam, the tzaddik hador, the one who orients, the das of Moshe in that generation, the magnetic force which draws all hearts back to Yerushalayim, which collects the nekudos tovos, like Rabbi Nachman describes at the end of Torah, Reish Pei Beis, about the tzaddik who's malakit the koilis of tinoike shel bes rabim, and draws all of those nekudos tovos together into the nigudim of la'asad lavo. And in those nigunim, the tfilos are oile in order to draw down Shechina HaKadosha. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu first and foremost looks at the leader of the door. When the desire emerges to bring Geula, HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at the Reisha Denahi Game, the head of the nation, the Karta, Ule Basar Bani Karta, and only afterwards does he build the city, V'asili Amebe, and then he allows himself to rest within that city. Havehu Dechsev, this is what the Pasuk says, when it says, Loi Bacharti Be'ir, I have not chosen a city, Ad Istakalna B'David L'mehevei Raya Al Yisrael. So the reason that HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at David is because there's no building of an ear until the tzaddik is revealed, until the Rosh Hador, the Rosh Bias is revealed. There's no house without the master of the house, with the Amech Kulam Tzaddikim, with the Nukud of Tzaddik that's revealed through the Tzaddik Yisoid Olam that is Mechuber to the Tzaddiko Shel Olam, which is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the light of Moshe Rabbeinu, the light of Rashbi, the light of all of the Tzaddikim Amitim. So when HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to build the Beis HaMikdash, the first thing that he does is naturally goes to look for the tzaddik and to crown that tzaddik, to crown David HaMelech, that neshama of Malchus, that Shoresh of Mashiach, to be the head of the generation. And then only afterwards does he build the city. To be the leader of Yisrael. Begin the masa v'chol b'nei masa kulya kaimin b'raya d'nohiglei. Why? Because the people of the nation and the people of the entire world are all dependent upon and stand upon the leader, the raya, the shepherd that leads them. The tzadik yisoid oylam. I raya ihu tava tavle tavle masa tavle ame. If the tzadik is righteous, if the tzadik is is good, if there's goodness in that tzaddik, the tzaddik ki toiv, that or hagonus, that's niskala through the nishmas Yisrael, that nekuda of nekudas tovos, the ability to descend down into Yom HaKippurim after the shvir saluchos to be magabal liyud gimel midos harachamim through the ketores. So if the tzaddik is good, tava tavle, tavle masa tavle ama, it's good for the place and it's good for the nation. V'iraya iubisha, but if there's a shameful element to that tzaddik, vai le, vai la masa, vai la ama, woe to him, woe to the city, woe to the nation. V'hashta istakel kudsha b'richu ba'alma. And now HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes a look at the world, v'salik b'ru'usa l'mivnei lei, and he originates that desire to build the Beis HaMikdash, to build that place, v'ukim b'reisha l'David, and he places David HaMelech at the head, Evan Masu Abanim Haisul Rosh Pina, the secret of the Malchus Agnuza Baradla, the secret of the descent, which appears to be so low, which is ultimately that place of getting picked up from the trash. I've chosen David, my Eved, not my Ben, my Eved, the Ben who decides to act like an Eved, the one who has the ability to have Hasaga, but nevertheless chooses to live without Hasaga. And the secret of what Rabbi Nachman describes as the Ben, there's the Darga of the Eved who knows absolutely nothing, there's the Darga of the Ben who knows everything, and then there's the Darga of the Ben who's Nishapich to Eved, who even though I know everything, I choose to recognize that the only thing that there is to know that I don't know anything. Lights of Purim, the lights of Moshe Rabbeinu, dying but ultimately being born from within that very place of the disintegration of Das, to reveal my own Das, which is my Nekud of Moshe Rabbeinu, which is my Nekud of Tzaddik, to bring about my Nekud of Mashiach, and to bring it back to the Tzaddik Hador, to bring it back to the Moshe Rabbeinu, to bring it as a Truma, to build the Mishkan with it, to have Moshe Rabbeinu awaken the positive points within us, and for us to bring our positive points back to Moshe Rabbeinu, so that Moshe can take it as a Truma to build the Mishkan of Hashem, to build Hashuras Hashrina. And that's the secret of David HaMelech, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu chooses David HaMelech, my Eved. The Rebbe Rashab, Ravitcha Meir Shlita, points out that the entirety of Samach Vav, of Hemshech Samach Vav, is ultimately about this Nekuda of being a Ben Shenes Hapech Lios Eved, that being able to live with Moichen of Chachma, being able to live with Moichen of Hasaga, of knowing something, but ultimately to relinquish that desire for the ultimate secret of Tachlis Hayadiyya Shalo Neda, and to work just with Tamimus, Pshitas, and Simcha. Milsa Chadasa Shemana. We have heard something new. The entire tachlis of the entire Welt is to bring about a chiddush, is to bring about something new, because there's no such thing as a chiddush without the Or Ein Sof that's mislabesh from the highest of all levels down to the lowest of all levels, which is the secret of Malchus. Malchus is just the lowest of all gradations, because it's the deepest ability to reveal the fact that all novelty and all newness and all recreation comes only from one place, which is the infinite. That every ounce of Malchus, every ounce of Ani, is ultimately just being Megala, exactly what it says it is, which is Ayin, which is absolute nothingness, which is the secret of Malchus HaGenuza Baradla, the secret of Avdus. And that brings about Milsa Chadasa Shemana. We've heard something new. We have finally heard something new, which is Milsa Chadasa Shemana, which is the secret of Chamesh. Rosh Tevos is Chamesh because it's the secret of the Kutsa Shel Yud, the Yud, the Hey, the Vav, and the Hey, the process from the highest point of the Kutsa Shel Yud, from Or Ein Sof down the Mata, through the Tzimtzum of Chachma, which is the Yud, down into the formation of Bina, which is the Hey, through the Moichin of Zer Anpin, which is the Vav, down to the Shchinta Kadosha, the Nukva, the Zer Anpin, which is the lowest Hey, and it's the Milsa Chadasha Shamana. We have heard something new because it's come about through all of those five stages. It's been Niskala through the cult sum of it all. It's also the Rosh HaTevos of Sameach, because Simcha comes about when there's a Hisgalis of Chiddush, when there's a Gilui of more Or Ein Sof. Every Chiddush in Torah, every Chiddush in Simcha, every reorientation, every Chiddush in family, every Chiddush in Shalom, every Chiddush in Tefillah, all of these Chiddushim are drawing down Me'umka Rabba from the depths of the depths, which is the Or Ein Sof Mamish Kavyachol, which was removed from our grasp yet ever present. And Nishmas Yisrael, which is the secret that has the capacity of drawing down that infinite light from Niyesha Amiti to be Megala down here through the Koyach of Chiddush, to build Beis HaMikdash, to build the Mishkan, to be Megala Dir B'Tachtoinim. All of that comes about through the secret of the five stages, from the Kutsa Shel Yud, Keser, from the Yud, the Chochma, the Hey, the Bina, the Vav, the Zer Anpin, and the Hey, the Malchus, which is Milsa Chadasa Shamana, which is Rosh HaTevos Chamesh, as we said, and the three Osios of the Ois Aleph afterwards, as the Sof HaTevos, or the Gimel Alfin. Pasach v'yamar, Rabbi Abba opens up again, an opening within an opening. He already opened and he never closed, and now he's opening again. Pasach v'yamar, he opened up and he says, Ashrei she'el Yaakov ba'ezrei shivru al Hashem Eloikov, that praiseworthy is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Sibru al Hashem Eloikov, that his trust, his hope, as the Mefarshim point out, is placed upon HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And again, this is the new Nekuda in the Zohar HaKadosh, which is just going to be Megala, the Nekuda that we just discussed in an even deeper way. The pasuk says that praiseworthy is Yaakov Avinu, who places all of his hope and places all of his trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'chi el Yaakov v'le'el Avram v'le'el Yitzchak. But why are we focusing on Yaakov, who places his trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Did we not find this by Avram, and did we not find this by Yitzchak as well? Ela al Yaakov begin the Yaakov loy itrachitz ba'avoy v'loy ba'amei kad arik kaimei achvei v'azil yechid ebelimamayna. But it's only Yaakov Avinu who did not place his trust on his father and did not place his trust on his mother when he was cast away from his brother and left alone in isolation without money. The existential place that we all find ourselves in. Ki avi v'imi azavuni, nishmas Yisrael, Yaakov Avinu loses Yitzchak and loses Rivka, loses accessibility to the Moichin of Chachma and Bina. And he loses, why? Because of the place of his brother. From that place where unity should have really been unfolding is where he gets cast away from unity. It's a hastar shebetoich hastar. And it's specifically in that place, it's also like Avshalom and David Malka Mashicha. And it's from that place that Yaakov Avinu even and was devoid of any monetary, devoid of any objective positioning in this world. Kedah Amart, as the pasuk says, Ki b'makli avarti es ha'yarden. All I did was cross over the Yarden with my makel. I have nothing but my makel. Makli is Rosh Tevos Kedushasi l'malei mikedushaseichem. That my holiness is always lower than HaKadosh Baruch Hu's holiness. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu's infinitude is always higher than the possibility of the human being grasping infinitude. Amarti achakmeh v'hirachaykem imani. I thought I was wise and I came to understand that I would never be truly wise, as we spoke about so often, that the tachlis hayedia shalei neda, the ultimate revelation of a yid, is to come to realize that kedushasi l'malei mikedushaseichem. And after Yaakov Avinu loses everything, he loses his father, he loses his mother, he loses his brother, he loses his kesef. His father is the osiyud of chachma, the mother is the osei of bina, the brother is the osvav, and the mamun is the osei. Yaakov Avinu theoretically loses all of the shem havaya. He loses almost everything, and instead of placing his trust on physical or objective means in this world, keda amart ki. All he tapped into was the kedushasi l'malei mikedushaseichem, that v'ihu itrachitz bei b'kudshe berichu, and he placed his trust not in anything other than HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He had absolutely nothing. He was devoid of all things, like Malchus, like David HaMelech, and he placed all of his trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Im yihyeh Elokim imodi v'shamreni. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're going to be with me and you guard me, and then I'm going to redeem, then I'm going to do good. This is the place where Yaakov Avinu has the tekifas adas of Moshe Rabbeinu, as we understand that Yaakov is the externalization of Moshe, and Moshe is the interiority of Yaakov Avinu. They're both Mekusher Behechlet, and they're Nisgale together with David Malka Mashicha. That Yaakov and Moshe and David is Rosh Tevos Miyad. It's the secret of Tekef Miyad. Moshe, Yaakov, David, these three iterations of the Das of Moshe Rabbeinu, which is Niskala in the Malchus of David HaMelech, and it's only going to be through the Midah of Teferis of Yaakov Avinu. That Yaakov Avinu, very much like David HaMelech, has absolutely nothing, and he places all of his trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he says that if you do for me, then I'll do for you. This bitachon, this tekifus, as the Leshem Shabbat HaChalama points out, this knowledge that what the tzaddik wants is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to do, because Moshe Rabbeinu is the one who's magdir the das of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Rashbi is magdir the das of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that all of the tzaddikim amitim are magdir the das of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because that's the secret of Nishmas Yisrael. And that's the secret of what Yaakov Avinu is doing when he says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I have absolutely nothing, but I'm going to force your hand to give to me. If you're with me, then I'll be with you. And it's not Nechshav as Loi Lishma. Someone who gives tzedakah, Menashe b'ni Yechia, someone who gives charity for completely externalized, inauthentic reasons, is ultimately seen as having done something authentic, because in that place of tzedakah, the ikar is the maisa, and in that place, it doesn't matter whether I'm authentic or inauthentic. I'm the one who's calling the shots. I'm saying, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm going to be there with you if you're there for me. That's the das of Moshe Rabbeinu, who has the capacity to say to Hashem, Hashem, you can't blame them. It's not their fault. It's revealing that we know the innermost point of the joke of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Bria. Doesn't mean we're refusing to play in the game. It doesn't mean we're stopping to play in the game of exile until the coming of Mashiach, where there'll be a full revelation of a Tizchak Liyamacharon, but it's calling out the joke in its process. It's coming to say, we know the end of the joke. We know it's V'tizchak Liyamacharon. And we'll smile now because we're not allowed to fill our mouths with tzchok right now. But nevertheless, we're chuckling underneath, because ultimately every chuckle, every laugh is a cracking up. It's a sachak and yafa yafa kadeshi adaka min adaka, and revealing that we know that the true center of the joke is that it's only going to be das of a Baruch Hu that's Neskala, because there was never anything other than only there the das of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's no such thing as Tzimtzum. Tzimtzum is the joke. Calling out the joke is realizing that Tzimtzum is Eino Kipshuto. It can't be Kipshuto, but we'll wait for you to reveal that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Tzaddikim take that. And Moshe Rabbeinu says, Hashem, we know it's not the Jewish people's fault. Ki kol ha'am b'shkaga. We say this on Yom HaKippurim, which is like Purim. We sing it on Purim if we have the proper Moichan on Purim, where we can come to that place of recognizing that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kavyachol, you need me as much as I need you. And that's the das of Yaakov Avinu, who's able to say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if you're there for me, then I'll be there for you, completely inauthentic, completely contingent, yet nevertheless confident with the tekifas hadas of the bitachon ha'amiti that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to do what's good for Nishmas Yisrael. And the ultimate good for Nishmas Yisrael is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's revelation of goodness. The Kiloi Sha'il Mekaime the Kut Shabrihu Vyahivle. And he asked from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him Shivru al Hashem Eloikav. What does it mean that Yaakov Avinu placed his hope, his tikva, Shivru al Hashem Eloikav? Shivru Veloy Amar Tikvaso. Why is it using a language of Shivru Veloy Amar Tikvaso? It doesn't say hope, even though Shivru means his hope, Veloy Bitchoino, and it doesn't say Bitachon, Elo Shivru, Elo his essence that he was giving himself over. Altikri Shivru Elo Shavru. Don't read it as his trust that was given over, but rather the breaking. Yaakov Avinu was prepared to break for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yaakov Avinu had the tekifas hadas to know that me knowing what you truly are, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, doesn't mean that I stop being human, doesn't mean that all of the issues go away. I am prepared now to face all of the process. It's Bikesh Yaakov Leshev B'Shalva Miad Kufsa Alav Rug Zadiyosef, that Yaakov Avinu wanted to sit in Shalva, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed him, you want Shalva? The true Shalva is going to be found when a person descends through the process of Matan Torah Cheta Egel Tshuva, Matan Torah Cheta Egel Tshuva, Matan Torah Cheta Egel Tshuva, until at the person comes out not only with the Yichud Ila of Matan Torah, but the Yichud Tata of the Cheta Egel as well, through the secret of the Tshuva, which is Mahapich Sedonos Tzchuyos. When a person has the proper das of Tshuva and all of the halachos of Tshuva and all of the requirements and the necessity of self responsibility, in that place a person comes to reveal that it's specifically through the Shvira, through the Shivru, through the breaking that a person is going to be able to be Megala their relationship with the Kaddish Baruch Hu. The secret of David HaMelech being the Rosh Ha'am, David HaMelech having nothing of his own, being the king, the secret of kingship being something that is always destined to fall away, and the secret of finding the joy of upholding kingship even as it disappears as a prerequisite for kingship, as Rabbi Nachman describes in the beginning of the Tale of the Seven Beggars. That the reason that the Pasuk uses this language that is so close to the word Shvira in terms of describing Yaakov Avinu's hope is because the hope comes about from encountering HaKadosh Baruch Hu within the Shvira itself, which is the secret of Vayakel Moshe Es Kol Hadas Yisrael, that Yaakov gathers when? Specifically after the Chet HaEgel, specifically after Yom HaKippurim. Altik Rishibru Ela Shavro, Vidinichaluhu Litzadikayu Litavre Garme Ulisbare Taviru Al Taviru, Vikula Al Hashem Eloikav. That it is worthy and it is pleasant for the tzaddikim to break themselves over and over, over and over for the sake of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As the Pasuk says, Ki elecha hergenu kol hayom, that we give ourselves over to you each and every day. And again, this breaking does not have to be a big breaking. Chazal have told us, Ad heichan tachlis yitzurin, any moment that a Jewish person feels that I'm not getting exactly what it is that my neshama desires is enough for us to tear shamayim asunder, is enough for us to call upon the das of Moshe Rabbeinu and say, Moshe Rabbeinu, tzaddikim, tzaddikim, look what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not acknowledging the Kedusha of Nishmas Yisrael. And at that point, Nishmas Yisrael should be Me'oyer in Tshuva and the Yud Gimel Sarachamim to be Me'oyer the Schus of Nishmas Yisrael of all of the Tzaddikim. And anytime something doesn't go our way, that's enough to be considered a Shvira. That's enough to be considered a Misa. It's enough to be considered as if everything has fallen apart. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want Klal Yisrael to have to go through a lot. HaKadosh Baruch Hu just needs Klal Yisrael to recognize the Tachlis HaYisurin. What is the quintessential drop of Yisurin necessary to experience in order so that Kul Ha'am could be Nechshav as Bala Yisurin in a Nekud of Das, in a Nekud of Das, and that's the recognition that Hashem, our desire should be what you're fulfilling. Ratzon Yirei of Yaseh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, send Mashiach now. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, send David Malka Mashiach now. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, send all of the Oros now. And that's the secret of David HaMelech, who's the Malchus Agnuza Baradla, David who's Hukam Ol Shel Tshuva, David who teaches the secret of Tshuva, David in the light of Moshe Rabbeinu who teaches the secret of Tshuva. It's specifically Yaakov Avinu who teaches us that the Tzaddikim are willing and we're willing to go through whatever it is that we go through over and over and over, all for you. We break our minds, we break ourselves, we push ourselves beyond our boundaries each and every day. We reveal that we're able to do more than what we thought we were able to do yesterday. We can be a little bit calmer, a little bit slower, a little bit more quiet, a little bit humbler. We can eat slower. We can be less animalistic in our tendencies, less quick to anger. All of these are moments of Mesiras Nefesh that are deeply connected all the way back to the biggest Mesiras Nefesh ever, which was the Akedas Yitzchak. We go through the Akedah 1,000 times a day when we do anything for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when we do our mitzvos. All of it is Mesiras Nefesh. All of it is breaking ourselves over and over, the persistent affirmation of meaning at the heart of the Shvira itself. That's the secret of what we're willing to do for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the secret of David HaMelech, who is the king of Klal Yisrael, the Malchus HaGnuza Baradla, the nothingness that gets transformed to the everythingness because it's translucent and it allows itself to have the light of the infinite shine through it. The secret of Bittul, which is the secret of Malchus itself, which is Mushrash in Chachma, which is Abi Yisad Brata, because the Shorish of Bittul is going to be in Chachma. Ki Alecha Hergenu Kol Yom, because we kill ourselves for you every day. Ki Elecha Nas'anu Cherpa, we have given ourselves over to you. Ki Gavna Diakov, like Yaakov Avinu Dechsiv Yar Yaakov Ki Yeshever B'Mitzrayim. Yaakov saw that there was Shever B'Mitzrayim. He saw that place of Shira. He saw that place of hope that was intermingled with the place of chaos, that the chaos is what motivates me to hope. It's specifically from the descent from Har Sinai into the Chet HaEgel after the Gilui of Tshuva to come back down, where from that hopelessness, from that Shira itself, is born the secret of Ein Shem Yesh Ba'Olam Klal, is built the secret of the Yesh Shever, that there's something, there's a hopeful thing over there. The HaTeviru D'Galusa Chama, Yaakov Avinu saw all of the shattering, all of the trauma, all of the difficulty of exile, the Havelei B'Mitzrayim that was going to take place in Mitzrayim, the Shavei Tukvei B'Kudsha B'Rich, when he placed his hope directly in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, instead of moving backwards in the face of it all, he moved forwards into it all. Ubana D'Yaakov Savlu Teviru D'Galusa, and the children of Yaakov have suffered, they have tolerated the breaking of exile, V'Loi Ishtanu Migoy Rasid Me'amnusa, and they have not shifted from one second from the secret of faith, which as we said from the Baal Tanya Nigeres Chof, and the secret of what will always remain a secret. It's always faith, even as I try and understand it, because ultimately it stands upon the impossible paradox of the unity of something and nothingness, of the Aniva Ayin Bevasachas, of the Malchus Agnuza Baradla, of David Malka Mashicha, who is the Or of Yerushalayim itself, who is the Das of Moshe Rabbeinu, the Isvahavu Vishama the Kudsha Berichu, who Begalusa Ragila Befumya. We have not shifted away from the faith of our forefathers, and we have not allowed the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in exile to leave our mouths. Now, it doesn't mean that we're saying the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It doesn't mean we're necessarily davening, but every single word that a Yid utters, even the apikorsis of a Yid, is ultimately being megala, the shame of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As Rav Simcha Bunim says, that once nevuah is nifsak, there's no geder din of an apikoris, and if you were to listen in intuitively and intently to every cry of apikorsis that comes from any Yid, a person with sensitivity will come to hear Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad being whispered. V'shama d'kud shabrich ha'ave b'galusa ragila b'fumye. And even in exile, the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu was present within their mouths. V'aldo k'siv b'moisha. And this is what the Pasuk says by Moshe. V'amru li ma shemoi. Ma. That when Moshe Rabbeinu says, they're going to ask me, what is your name? And the secret of Moshe is Mahu Mashem Benoi, the secret of Mashiach, the secret of Mashahayu Hushiyah, that the Jewish people are going to ask me, what is his name? Begin to have Yadele, Veloy Anshule Almin. Why were Bnei Yisrael asking Moshe Rabbeinu Hashem's name? Because they knew Hashem's name. They never let go of saying Hashem's name in exile. They knew Hashem's name. They knew, even when they lost everything, they still had the Shem Hashem Ragil Bepiv, which is why they were going to test Moshe Rabbeinu to see if he truly knew the name of Hashem. Begin to have a Yadele. They knew the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even in the depths of exile, even in the Shira. And they never let go of it. V'savlu Teviru D'Galusa. And they suffered and they tolerated the difficulties of exile, El Kudsh Baruch Hu, for the sake of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Begin Kach, and therefore, as a result of this, Zachi leparkanen ulinasin laasvin segiin. As a result of this, they were meritorious of redemption and to the miracles that took place and the clear signs that were revealed. The asvin kadishin elyoinin de sivlin teviru de gufa me eser la eser al kutcha brichu. And these holy signs, these holy osos, these holy Jews, the holy neshamos of Klal Yisrael that descend from above in order to tolerate all of the breakage and the breaking and the shattering of the body from one place to another for the sake of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Alachas v'kama. Alachas kama v'kama, all the more so, the zochin asun, the me'eved, l'chunisin, the perkonin, the tizkon l'chay alma da'asi, all the more so that these Yiddish and neshamos that go through every element of exile and are tolerating it all for the sake of HaKadosh Baruch Hu are going to be meritorious of redemption and to a world of future orientation, even in the present. The alma da'asi, not the world to come, but the world that is perpetually emergent into the mind. Azu kula kachada. They all walked away together as one. And then the Zohar Kadosh goes into more drashos. This nekuda of the das of Moshe Rabbeinu, which this is niskala specifically in the bittul of each and every yid, is the secret of collecting our das, collecting the nekudas of Moshe within us, and bringing it back to the tzaddik, being mechuber to the osios of the tzaddikim in all of the svarim hakadoshim, especially the svarim that have the neshama of the tzaddikim buried within them. Lekuta Maran, Leshem Shabbat V'Chaloyma, the ma'amarim of the Admor Ha'emsoi, Chazal. Every pasuk itself is saturated with the neshama of that tzaddik. The sefer is just a go-between, as the Zohar Kadosh elsewhere in Parshas Vayakal talks about the various forms of books and the way that a person encounters reading Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebaal Peh. But the sefer is a ma'avar for the Baal HaSefer, for the revelation of that tzaddik. And in certain svarim, the neshama of the tzaddikim are there. So when we're bringing our das back, we're also bringing our das back to what's written in the svarim of the tzaddikim amitim, to what's written in the most positive orientation of the ideas that can possibly help a yid elevate themselves out of shvira. But as Hashem and the secret of Baha'i Safra Yafig Nemes Gelusa Barachme, that with this book you're going to be redeemed from exile and compassion. It doesn't mean that the book will lead to the revelation of redemption, that's also true, but properly studying the books and uncovering ourselves to connect to the Das of the Tzaddikim, to illuminate the Nekudas of Das within ourselves, is redemption itself, Be'ezra Hashem.
You've been listening to Inward with Rabbi Joey Rosenfeld on the OR Podcast Network. Inward was created by Rabbi Zach Kamenetz and is produced by Zev Gavriel. The music is by Zusha. You can help support the production of this podcast by visiting us online at orpodcasts.com.